The Heritage Craft Alliance is one of North Yorkshire's hidden educational secrets. It offers training in heritage skills to a range of students and businesses, from roofing to stonemasonry, limestone to joinery. One of the major areas of work for the HCA is working with specific organisations to train their workforce and bring through a new generation. A key user of the HCA's services is the Canal and River Trust. Head of Operations at the HCA, Jamie McNamara, explained the relationship, which stems back to the days of British Waterways.
We've kind of provided construction training for their workforce, the direct labour force on the bank side, etc. And that's kind of progressed for them. So when British Waterways became a trust about 4 years ago, they then kind of changed their model of training as such for the young people. And we've kind of been on board, as I said, since the early days. So we wrote two bespoke qualifications for Canal River Trust to suit their direct workforce and their actual infrastructure that they work on. They're about 2,500 miles of canal network, so it's up to us to write a programme that will fit that particular skill set.
And this underpins one of the key differences between the Heritage Craft Alliance and a more mainstream college. The students work on live projects and use their skills immediately in the world of work.
So this week we have our Level 2 trainees with us. It's a HLF-funded programme. So we have a bespoke 12-month traineeship that we have with Canal River Trust, and it covers the key skills that they will operate on the canal side, such as use of lime, application of lime mortars and that kind of thing for fixing bridges and the lock chambers, timber skills, historic carpentry skills for making and repairing lock gates, etc., and also the full range of historic brickwork and stone masonry which they'll use up and down their networks.
You've no doubt taken a walk along a canal at some point in your life. They're an escape into a country world of tradition, but it takes some serious skills to keep up those appearances. Bridges, locks and buildings were built long before the days of spirit levels and laser measures, so they need to be repaired and maintained in the same traditional ways. Picture the scene. You're walking the dog and pause to take in some rolling Yorkshire scenery in the middle of a bridge across the water.
That bridge is probably going to be 200 plus years old. So then again, it would have been built with using lime mortars, which allow it to flex and move a little bit. None of these structures are going to be square. They're not going to be 90 degrees. They're all going to be just built of kind of vernacular stone, vernacular local stone to the area type of thing. We kind of, in conjunction with the Canal River Trust, developed that programme to tackle that problem, shall we say, or that kind of issue of where something is vernacular and something is traditional. It needs to be constructed and repaired in a traditional manner. If you start introducing new materials like, say, concrete or that into a structure which is built from lime, it's going to cause problems. Lime moves, concrete doesn't, etc.
The HCA is a hive of activity, with trainees from the various programmes coming for week-long stays at the Thorpe Perrow Estate. Apprentices like this one.
My name is Nicholas Lyons. I'm a stonemason and bricklaying apprentice with the Canal and River Trust.
So what kind of things does an apprentice from the Canal and River Trust need to learn?
The Alliance, we've been doing a monthly week up here. We started off with a two-week block on just the history that was related to the canals. That was more about like how the canals were built, their history, and we've used a lot of that in terms of when we've gone back to the work sites and stuff, we've understood how the locks, how the canals were built, which has helped us in the conservation work that we've been doing, because understanding the history of the work that we're doing gives us more ability to put pride and passion into what we're doing, because of understanding the history and just the engineering. You know, it's 200-year-old engineering, and it's a different way of looking at things. Back then there was just horses and carts, and now they're moving on to modern machinery and stuff, but actually it's using that history and understanding the knowledge back then.
And what's been the biggest challenge for Nicholas?
Working with handmade bricks, that was a big eye-opener. Modern day bricks are very straight, very angular. The handmade bricks that you have from the old canal network, they were made on site where they built and dug the canal out. And it's just understanding that they're not straight, they're not level, and trying to build a straight and level wall is not impossible, but it's tricky. And it adds a bit of fun to the job almost, because you've got some strange angles to work with. But when you finish it and you step back, there's some beautiful colours on. Just a beautiful look to the work afterwards once it's been finished.
It's no surprise that it's noisy in a workshop, but just what are they up to with all that banging in the background? Trainees Amy and Grant gave me an insight into the skills they were learning.
So we're doing joinery at the moment. So we've been marking out on the wood. We've been doing two different types of joints. a dovetail joint, and
the last one is a mortise and tenon joint as well. These would be used in structural buildings for the framework. Well, the dovetail will be used for floor work, basically, to hold and support the floors. The mortise and tenon would be used for more the roof joints or, say, the wall supports.
As we've been hearing, the key part of learning with the HCA is putting the skills learned into practice in an employment setting. How does that work for Amy and Grant?
So we learn the basics up here, and we get talked through how to go about setting out, and then we take those skills down to the waterways and continue with that work and build upon it on our canal network.
Yeah, for instance, the mortise and tenon joint would be used on the lock gates for the arm as well. It would be used to slot into the arm and hold it in place. So that would actually be a useful skill for us. If it turns up on site and it doesn't quite fit in, we can actually learn to just cut it down or get it to fit right.
And tutors like Kevin run the rule over the trainees both at the centre and on site.
They only come here 1 week per month. The other 3 weeks are on site. I go and visit them on site as well and talk over how they're doing, what are they doing, how they're learning this trade with their managers and their work colleagues, with the view of getting them educated in the working field as well as just the college.
The Heritage Craft Alliance is proud to create bespoke programmes for clients that meet the needs of their workforce in the modern world. Their reach is nationwide, but their base will always be right here in North Yorkshire at the beautiful Thorpe Perrow Estate. And the skills they pass on are invaluable. Trainee Amy summed up how important it is.
Well, it's conserving the waterways, so they're a big historical event and it's good to keep that going, and it's a shame to see something that took so much skill and ingenuity in the past just to see it go to disrepair.